BBC.
Radio 1.
BBC Radio 1 free downloads. Download them all for free at the Radio 1 website.
Hello, here is Tuesday Scott Mills Daily. Innuendo bingo with Dev off of Early Breakfast. It was great today. He was just in his pants but covered with a pack-a-mac. The next update of Lisa and Steve, our listeners who were in the friend zone but are now dating. It's day 4 and we also have an epic theme tune to go with it. The new thing that I'm obsessed with on the internet, The Fox. And Charlie Sloth was going to play Real or No Real, but he's off. So Greg James steps in.
Scott Mills. BBC Radio 1.
So today we're trying out on the microphones to protect them some latex gloves.
Was this your idea?
Yes.
Did you bring in the gloves yourself?
I've got a lot of them at home.
It's just when we had a test run with this earlier, the glove on the mic thing, I think it looks a bit ridiculous myself. It's
yeah, but it protects them. It keeps them dry.
Right.
So the gloves are going to be used for the first time today. So if you do see a microphone with fingers, if you're watching at 1:45, don't be alarmed. It's just some of my gloves. I've got a lot. And Joe Sugg, off of Innuendo Bingo last week, off of the internet, says, I can't help but feel slightly responsible for the new gloves on the microphone. Don't worry about it, Joe. But you were a very forceful sprayer last week. Innuendo Bingo, coming up with Dev, off Early Breakfast, on the Radio 1 website and on Radio 1 at 1:45 today. Now, with new latex protection. Ah, oh, the sheets are out. It's nearly time for bingo. They are the new ones, aren't they? The ones that we got. Oh, good.
Yep.
Oh, they were getting horrible, those other ones.
Do you know what? I've done my laundry as well.
Have you?
Yeah. Fresh clothes. Everything's fresh.
You're still fascinated by the fact that you can take your clothes somewhere and they will wash them for you, aren't you?
Yeah.
So, on the Radio 1 Twitter at the moment is the picture of the new Innuendo Bingo latex glove microphone. And it's getting a bit of a reaction. Catherine says that's more disturbing than I imagined. I am unhappy about having eyes right now, says Alana.
It's quite sinister the way it just sort of dangles. in a...
Paul says, that looks vile. You're right, yeah. Dev.
Hi.
Have you seen the picture of the... I mean, obviously you're here in the studio, but look at the picture on Twitter.
It's not as bad as what they were going to put on.
I don't think it's that bad. Now, Dev would like to do Innuendo Bingo today with no trousers on.
I'm not sure about this. I
mean, so, why is that? Are you going somewhere after?
I've got to get on the train, innit?
Okay, right.
You know, last time I did Innuendo Bingo, water everywhere. Fine when you're inside the building and everyone's in on the gag, but when you're on public transport afterwards...
Looks like you weird it.
It's frowned upon.
There's cameras, though, Dev. What if you... pop out?
More hits, innit?
More hits, innit? Okay, this is going to be on the Radio 1 website in a moment. Our concerned producer is... about to drape Dev in something, I feel, so that he doesn't have a wardrobe malfunction.
Cover his modesty.
bbc.co.uk/radio1 in a minute on your computer or on your mobile phone if you want to watch this. Something brilliant also just happened during that Boys Like Girls song where Chris put his bingo trousers on. So he drops trowel and then someone walks past who's on the Radio 1 tour and takes a picture.
Yeah, that one, right.
Oh, hang on, there's someone there.
Not
too
ideal.
Late. They've got a picture. So that's good. That's one for the collection. I'm so sorry about that picture on the Radio 1 website of the latex microphone. It's really pushing a lot of people off their lunch. I didn't realise it was so upsetting. Right, Dev, you ready?
I think so.
Yes?
Yeah, as ready as I'm ever going to be.
Okay. If you are watching the Radio 1 website now, the cameras are on, bbc.co.uk/radio1. You'll see that Dev has, what is that, a pack-a-mac kind of draped round you?
Yeah, it's like half a poncho just over my legs, just because, well, I've got to get on a train afterwards, isn't it? And I don't want a big, massive wet patch on my trousers.
Yeah.
By the way, the glove is nowhere near as disturbing as what they were going to put on there.
What, the... Oh, we did that last week. That didn't really work.
No.
What, the condom?
Yeah,
no, it just looks... It's because it's got fingers, it just looks weird.
Yeah, I think it's upsetting people. In fact, I was a bit worried today when producer Cara came up to me and went, do you have any condoms on you? Like, no, I don't... I've not carried like a...
Did you just go and ask the Radio 1 DJs first? I understand why you did that. Okay, get online now. bbc.co.uk/radio1. We're about to play Innuendo Bingo.
Woo!
Now... obviously you listen to this a lot, but have you watched it before? If not, make it your first time. Cheers. It's dead easy. Get on your phone, go to the Radio 1 website, or a computer or tablet. Let's do it.
It's time to make another celebrity wet.
That's you.
This is Innuendo Bingo.
It's time to make another celebrity wet. It's Dev off Early's on Innuendo Bingo. What's wrong, Dev?
No, I was just going to say, I quite like Chris had a little rinse out before.
What, like mouthwash?
Yeah, so you know if he had any bits of food or anything like that, that's now been dispelled with. I appreciate that. Thank you very much.
That's because before he had a very meaty lasagna.
And you just want to acclimatise as well, because it's very cold.
Yeah.
It's very cold water.
Very cold.
Okay, so we've got some really good clips today. Thank you if you sent these in. Are we ready? Let's get loads of water in our mouths.
And then Devil R.
Devil R. Did you wake up especially to do this, Dev?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Jonathan Wimbledon says, I'm playing bingo for the first time. I'm actually playing it. Can I play it with a smoothie? Absolutely not. Dev with no trousers. Sounds good to me, says Kat from Lincoln. Let's hope the boys don't slip out of the barracks. What does that mean? Andy in Colchester.
<That's
so
silly.
laughs> I've got a good feeling about this one. Chris, stop weeing from your mouth. Come on, man, get it together. Okay, we're going over to BBC Radio Nottingham first. Can I just thank the Lord for BBC Local Radio for being such a goldmine of innuendo bingo all the time? Over on BBC Radio Nottingham, this reporter seems to be experimenting live on air.
Well, come on, what do I do?
Well, here you go. Hold it in your mouth.
Yeah.
Suck on it slowly.
Mm. Oh, do you know what it tastes like? Apple and blackberry crumble.
Thank you. Right. BBC Nottingham.
Suck on it slowly.
Mm. Oh, do you know what it tastes like? Apple and blackberry crumble.
Got Dev there the second time round. Experimenting with an e-cigarette there, of course.
What's that about?
Thanks to Graham for sending that one in. Good work, Graham. Okay. Next, we're going to Dragon's Den. And Peter Jones seems to have really got quite involved in one of the entrepreneurs' demonstrations.
And I've got two balls in the air. It's really strange. One is saying out and one saying in.
So concerned.
Revelate yourself, Dev.
Do you notice I shaved this time as well?
What? Oh, yes. Yeah, you have. Yeah.
So no dribbly beard today.
Very good. Thank you, Dragon's Den.
I've got two balls in the air. It's really strange.
Peter Jones. Becky in Essex was about... Well, there's about 100 people sent that in. Becky was one of them. Thank you, everyone. You can all give yourself 250 points. That's my favourite for a while. Okay, over to Britain's biggest wildlife now on BBC One. And this presenter just can't help but say what she sees.
You're right there, David.
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah.
Massive piece of wood.
Yeah, it's quite big.
Oh, dear. Who's wetter so far?
Headshot. I think I am.
Yeah, you are, Dev. Right, actually, thanks. Just seen you.
Dribbly beard.
Dribbly beard.
What up, chin, mate?
Adam and Thurrock emailed that
chin,
to me.
Mate?
Thank you, mate. Email scott.mills@bbc.co.uk if you've got anything to share for innuendo bingo. Water, please.
And I've got two balls in the air. It's really strange. One is saying out and one saying in.
Just wanted to hear that again. Okay, now we're going over to Radio 4's Broadcasting House programme. And something shocking seems to have happened.
What's wrong? Stop
talking.
Just the lead up to
do
it.
Do your job.
Okay. Shut up. Do your job. Something shocking seems to have happened to Barry Cryer.
It's going to be good.
Oh, okay. Ready? Here we go.
From that pained look on your face.
I know.
That was amazing. That was as though Sir Clifford entered you.
Come on.
Poor Barry.
It was as though Sir Clifford entered you.
Chris was listening to that one. Thank you for sending that in. Okay. Now we've got some very well-informed punditry now. Water. And this is from the Women's Euro Football on BBC Three.
She's without a doubt probably the quickest player in the tournament. And like I say, they know that, so you cannot give her time and space because that's what she wants. She wants the balls in behind.
More wee from start.
She wants the balls in behind.
Yeah. I love this game still. Ready for the next one? Next, we're going over to ITV's Country House Sunday and Linda Bellingham sharing a bit too much information about what she gets up to on a weekend.
Can I use this? Could I use this on my floors at home?
If you've got wooden floors,
well,
yes.
I have actually got some wooden floors. Oh, and in fact, last Sunday I was on all fours with my husband.
Oh, were you?
Thank you, Charlie, for that one. Linda Bellingham.
Oh, and in fact, last Sunday I was on all fours with my husband.
Oh. Okay.
Refill.
More water. Let's have a refill here. Let us know if you're watching today. Martha's watching in the library.
Hiya.
Mark's on, watching for the first time on his phone. Some people still don't know how to do it. Go to the Radio 1 website on your phone and you'll see it. There's a big thing, a massive thing that says watch. It's a classic now from Grand Designs Australia. And the most impressive thing here for the presenter is what he sees when he steps out of the house.
So this is what it's all about.
Sit.
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael. It feels terrific.
So what he's done there is he's had his deck enlarged.
Right.
Grand Designs, isn't it?
I can understand why your dick's been enlarged, Michael.
Fair dinkum.
Fair dinkum and ripper. Yeah. Okay. Now we're going over to the BBC Midlands Late Show with Dave Bussey on BBC Midlands. You know, a little jingle for you there, Dave.
Why? Textbook. Jingle for you.
Yeah, that's a jingle for you, my darling. And here is Dave providing a... What's going on now?
Sorry, wrong hole, sorry.
Oh dear. Dave Bussey on BBC Midlands. And Dave here providing a real education for his Midlands listeners.
How do these nozzles work then? Obviously, if you've got a big nozzle, it won't go into a little hole, but then you could do it the other way around because the other pump would be a little nozzle and would go into the big hole.
I suppose. there's a little trickle coming out of Chris's mouth a lot today.
Oh, dear.
Okay.
Dave Bussey.
Dave Bussey.
Stop doing the voiceover voice.
Sorry. Jed is in a lay-by in Horsham watching. Matt's watching for the first time with his granddad. That's awkward, isn't it?
All right, granddad.
All right, granddad. Awesome in your bingo today, says Brad and Dermot. Try not to laugh at Indiana bingo in study at school. Next, over to the National Lottery. Break the safe with Nick Knowles. And One very startled contestant here.
I do actually know it's green and yellow, and I've been told by my
You are the live up to the neutral.
I know.
That's very frightening.
I don't know why brown shot out of my mouth.
These are really good today.
Frightening.
I don't know why brown shot out of my mouth.
Lee from Devon. Emailed that one.
That's so wrong.
Oh, okay. More water, please. Loads of it. We've got a proper old favourite here from a play on Radio 4 Extra. Alison and Maud are always squabbling over the silliest of things.
There is something a little bit impertinent about it, I think. Watching every moment of their private lives.
Oh, you'd soon forget your scruples if you could watch your own little tits getting bigger every day.
They're always squabbling about bird watching as they were there.
Oh, everything was good about that.
Yeah. Right through. Everything through to the Brummy accent is brilliant, wasn't it? Okay, more water, please. Now, I didn't actually see it this week, which I'm starting to regret, because it was all going off on Dragon's Den, as you're about to hear.
There are not many people who have been in the den who have put an instrument in Deborah's mouth and then played the Pink Panther.
What was that?
Hundreds of you spotted that one.
There are not many people who have been in the den who have put an instrument in Deborah's mouth and then played the Pink Panther.
What an episode. What an episode. I need to get that on BBC iPlayer tonight. Okay, one more.
Thank you. Okay.
All right. Now, it's been a while for this one, but finally, I think it's... Got your water there?
Yeah, ma'am.
It's time to catch up with that police horse who works at pop concerts. Are we ready? Mm-hmm. And this is from the Crime Watch Roadshow.
He's been a police horse for about 12, 13 years. He's very busy. We know that he polices pop concerts, huge crowds. What else does he do?
Yeah, he was in Rihanna last night. And...
That was Tuesday's brilliant innuendo bingo. Thank you, Devilar.
Cheers.
Dez back on Radio 1 tomorrow at 4 a.m. Well done, everyone. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. That was great.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, so it's the romance that has gripped the UK, mostly because it's so brief. It's only 7 days. Ideally, they realise they're great for each other and move out of the friend zone permanently and become boyfriend and girlfriend. But that's what they are anyway for 7 days in this experiment. Lisa and Steve are listeners who are dating and they have to be exclusive to each other and they have to see each other every day for 7 days. Where are we at now? Are we day four? Day four. And not like us to get our act together a bit late. But we do finally have a theme tune.
Yes. I just thought it would be good for it, just because this is becoming a bigger and bigger thing. Do you know what? I was in the pub last night with my mates, you know, a group of lads, and they wanted to know about Lisa and Steve. It's bizarre.
The texts are on. Have I missed Lisa and Steve, Greg in Oxford? No, you haven't. It's going to happen right now.
So I made, I thought I'd make a theme tune.
I love this. Come on, Mills, says Nathan. I've got lectures soon. I need to know about Lisa and Steve. Okay. All right. So what direction have you taken with this theme?
Yeah. So, you know, with the 24 years at the tap end theme that I made it as an original piece. With this, I decided to take inspiration from, you know, X Factor's on at the moment.
Yeah.
That some emotional music.
Oh, is that a little clue?
It's a little clue there, but maybe you should just play it.
All right. So we'll speak to Lisa and Steve in a minute. First, here's the theme tune that will introduce them for the next 4 days.
Oh, come on.
Okay. I'll just press play here, right?
Go, go, go.
Oh.
There can be miracles, Lisa and Steve. Though they are mates, they could be mated.
What?
Who knows what will be. and Steve.
I like it.
If we believe, somehow they will. Somehow they will.
Oh,
it's time for Lisa and Steve. It's time for Lisa and Steve.
Hello, Lisa.
Hello.
How was that?
Oh, my God. That is ridiculous. Yeah. Oh, my God. I can't believe how many people like this.
Steve?
Hello.
How do you think a theme tune went?
Yeah, interesting.
Oh, come on, Steve. That took ages.
Steve, come on.
That's amazing. Right, absolutely brilliant.
Thank
best
you.
Ever
all right, let's go back to Lisa. He doesn't care. Hi, Lisa.
Hiya.
So, last night was Steve's date, so he had to organise it, right?
Yeah.
Tell me.
Yeah.
Tell me everything.
Well, he asked me to get to his at, like, 7, and I was like, no, that's too early, because I don't finish work till 6:30. And then, so I got there about 8, and I got there, knocked on the door, and this lady answered, and I was like, oh, hello. She knew who I was instantly.
She knew who you were?
Yeah, she knew who I was, and then I just walked in, took my shoes off.
Another woman?
No, well... Yeah.
Well, yes.
Then we were just chatting away. Still had no idea who she was. And then she went to answer the door to Steve's sister, Kat. And I was like, Steve, who's that woman? Who's that lady? And he was like, that's my mum. I was like, so I've just met your mum. And he didn't even think to, like, introduce me. He was like, well, she knows who you are. I was like, oh, okay. And then yeah, we went and saw a film. And it was hilarious. It was really funny.
What film?
It's called We're the Millers.
Oh, the one with Jennifer Aniston. You've seen that one, eh, Chris?
Yeah.
It was really funny.
Yeah, and, I'm hearing that it is really good.
It is really good. It's worth seeing. But yeah, it was like lots of laughs. And then I bought him some fudge because I'm nice like that. Spent £4.50 on Pick and Mix.
Wow, you spent some.
Yeah, I know.
How was it in the cinema then? So did he do the old, you know, where you... Where you yawn.
Reach around.
And you yawn. It's like, oh, you know.
No, he didn't, no.
No tricks with the popcorn box?
Did you have a nice time?
Yeah, it was really good. Yeah, it was nice to actually, like, talk to me and him as well, like, in the car there. And we listened to yesterday's show. And we were just laughing. And we were like, it's, like, really weird how it's us.
It is.
Into it.
Do you feel like it's a bit Truman Show? It's like you're suddenly like you're in it.
Yeah, it's just so weird. And I said to him, my Twitter was going mad. And I said to him, like, this is weird. Like, so many people are interested in the story. He's like, I know, I don't get it. I was like, no, I don't either.
It's because they want to know if friends can become lovers, you know. People want to know if this kind of stuff can happen.
Yeah.
It's just so weird, though. I've never thought I'd ever be in the middle of something like this. And then here we are.
You're Lisa and Steve. You're Steesa, as someone's just suggested. That's a bit rubbish, actually. Or leave.
That doesn't work. Steesa, no. Okay, so how's it going, Tommy?
Yeah, it's going really well. Yeah.
I mean, looking ahead, do you see it lasting maybe than more than 7 days, or is it too early to tell?
That's too early to tell, yeah, I think.
Oh, okay. And have you found that things have been getting more romantic?
No, he hasn't bought me flowers or anything yet.
Okay.
Do you, like, refer to yourself in kind of lovey terms, like, oh, my little, I don't know...
Munchkin
sort of thing?
Munchkin. No, he's quite tall, so I don't think Munchkin would be appropriate.
I don't know what he looks... This is it. This is part of the problem.
We really want to see what he looks like.
Yeah.
You want to see what he looks like?
Yeah.
We haven't seen him yet.
Oh, yeah, I suppose everyone's just really mainly seen me from my Twitter picture.
Yeah, we see you because you're on Twitter. Can we have a picture?
Yeah, do you want me to post it now? Do you want me to tweet it now?
Yes. Do you think would he mind?
Nah.
Let me just ask him, Steve?
Yeah?
Do you mind?
No, not at all.
Oh, okay, cool, right, let's do it. Yes, Lisa, do it. Tweet it now and we'll retweet it from Radio 1 account. All right?
Right, this is us at the wedding on Saturday.
Oh, lush, okay. Now, did you hear us, Steve, earlier discussing what we thought you looked like?
I didn't hear it, but my brother-in-law texted me and said that he what you said.
It's nothing rude, mate.
No, it's imagine you to be average build, average height, dark hair, big nose.
I just tweeted it.
Big nose.
Are you tweeting it now? Okay, right, Chris, get on that as soon as.
Wait, I'm already on. Are you waiting on? For her.
Okay, let's get Steve's side of the story. So, Steve, last night, good?
Yeah.
You organised it, right?
I did, yeah. I had to think about it all day at work yesterday.
And you think the date went well?
Yeah, it was good, yeah.
Okay, at the end of the night, was there a kiss?
Here they are.
No.
No kiss.
I'm too much of a gentleman.
Okay, well, you could have kissed. Like, Lisa, yeah. Would you have wanted that?
I did keep repeating myself. I was waiting for it, not gonna lie.
Right, so there we are. There's a, like, she said she was waiting for you to kiss her.
I misread that.
But that's the thing, because you've got to understand that for this week, you're not just friends. You can feel comfortable, you know, pushing the boundaries slightly. Oh, this is a very sweet picture.
Oh, that is nice. I've just seen it. You're cute together. Aren't you?
Hello?
Yeah.
Yeah, you see, you just don't want to say it. Wow. I like it that we're getting loads of texts from people like this one saying, there are currently 14 grown men standing around the digger with the radio full blast, listening into Lisa and Steve. On the building site, there are a few people crying. This is so good. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That is my workmates.
Oh, so you're what? Oh, rubbish. Is it? Is it?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Well, I'll take it.
So let's keep going, I say. I mean,
what's the plan for tonight? Whose turn is it to organise the date? Because you've got to see each other every day. You've got to be exclusive. That's the rules.
Yeah, I think it's my turn.
Okay, what are you going to do, Lisa?
I think we're just going to go for a few drinks. Just at this nice cocktail bar. But he's going to drive because he's a nervous passenger and I'm a nervous driver. So it makes sense for him to drive and I'll drink.
Oh, excellent.
It's better that neither of you are nervous.
Yeah.
Okay, so a few drinks. Is that the plan for tonight, or...?
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what we're going to do yet. We just said that we'd do that.
And is it just you together, you two?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
See, that's become normal now as well, hasn't it? You see, as the dates have gone on, you've started to be happy just in your own company. That's the normal thing now.
Yeah.
Okay, and Steve, you think it's going well? Because I asked Lisa, I didn't ask you.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah, it's different. See how it goes.
It is different, but and you make that not sound too positive there, Steve. I'm not going to lie.
It's taken that big step in it from the friendship to more, so...
I agree.
But you're just having fun and you're just kind of going with it.
Yeah, so learn some brownie points tonight if you let me watch football.
Oh, yeah, did you hear that, Lisa?
Who's playing?
England.
If it's Liverpool, I was going to say, if it's Liverpool, I'm not watching it.
Oh.
But, yeah.
Well, you need to find a bar with the football on then, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay, we'll do
that. It's about give and take in this relationship, though, remember? It needs to be good for both of you.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I don't mind football, so that's fine. I just don't want to watch Liverpool.
Right.
Liverpool, Man United, I'm not watching.
Oh, don't say any more teams, otherwise...
la, la, la. Okay, well, we'll speak to you tomorrow. I think we've gathered everything that we need to know for now.
Yeah, we've got you a theme tune now, so this is on.
I know. I love that theme tune, it's amazing.
I'm going to play it once more because I think we all need it in our life. Okay, Lisa, speak to you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Make sure you let him watch the football tonight.
I will.
Okay, Steve, have fun at the bar.
I will.
Speak to you tomorrow. Speak to you tomorrow.
Excellent.
Push things forward.
Love you both. Bye.
Bye.
Amazing. Though they are mates, they could be mated. Now, hang on. I don't think I'm happy with that lyric.
I thought it was genius.
Hearing it a second time. Though they are mates, they could be mating.
Yeah, it's clever.
Okay, just play it. Again! There can be miracles, Lisa and Steve. Beautiful singing. Though they are mates, they could be mating.
Could be mating.
Who knows what will become, Lisa and Steve. If we believe, somehow they will. Lib. It's time for Lisa and Steve.
It's time for Lisa and Steve.
People are getting Twitter just so they can follow Lisa. We'll retweet from Radio 1 as well. Tom in London. His wife is literally about to give birth to their first baby, but the nurses and them are all glued to Lisa and Steve.
It's the new Gavin and Stacey.
What is going on? Serious. Right, so some of you have been sending this to me and saying that it's just the sort of thing I'd like. And you know what? You're right. It's not Miley Cyrus licking a hammer. She needs to put that tongue away. Seriously? But she has had, like, the most Vivo views ever, so whatever. Have you seen that?
Well, what's this one? What's
Wrecking Ball. Grimmy was watching it live on air.
Oh, one of my mates was saying this last night.
Oof.
Right.
Well, it's not that. Ian and Miles have sent it to me, saying I'd like it. Miles, in particular, because he knows I have a slight problem with the noise this animal makes outside my house of an evening. So, my Norwegian isn't the best, but I think it's by Ylvis. And the video is great. It's all over the internet. This is the track that goes with it. It's called The Fox. I'm obsessed with this. And once you've heard it, I think that you will be slightly as well.
Dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, and mouse goes squeak. Cow goes moo, frog goes croak, and
this?
The elephant goes toot. What does the fox say?
What does the fox say? This is what he says.
What the fox say?
Yeah.
What does the fox say?
Yes. It's called The Fox. It's off of Norway.
And then it does...
Proving
it,
that people in Norway are mental.
I'm missing something here. He says, what does the fox say? And does a sort of crazy frog.
Almost, yes. A chorus is the best bit. Listen to the words.
What does the fox say?
So it goes, dog goes woof, cat goes meow, bird goes tweet, mouse goes squeak, cow go moo, frog go croak, the elephant goes toot. What? Ducks say quack, fish goes blub, the seal goes ow, ow, ow. But no, there's one sound that no one knows. What does the fox say? And then this. Now, the foxes outside my house do not make any of those noises. It's more like this.
Yeah, that's what the fox says.
In London it is.
What does the fox say?
Second chorus. If you look on the internet, you'll just find it, The Fox. It's brilliant. Track of the day is tomorrow, please, Grimace.
Scott Mills.
On BBC Radio 1.
The Fox is already massive. People are like, oh, what is this? Just look up The Fox by Ylvis. There aren't any words to describe this, says Georgina off Newbury. Better than Kanye West's new song, Chris from Blackburn. Mac Wickford says, I love it. I'm telling you. It's my new fave. I really want somebody to do this in the live lounge. You know, there's a live lounge every day in September. Who could do it?
What does the frog say?
I'm saying you, me at six. Josh, if you're listening.
What the frog say?
Think about it. This could be your mystery cover.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, so how do I explain this? So I've just been next door to collect Charlie Slough to gather him up for today's Real or No Real, all of him, and he's not there. He's not there. His little chair, large chair, is empty. So apparently he's on holiday, and I didn't know about it. So that's...
He should have told you, really.
That's bad, because... the person that puts together the Real or No Reels, I think, has put them together with Charlie in mind.
Oh, so they're fattest.
Yeah, I think they might be quite fattest. But here's Greg James. Hello, fam.
What's happening, fam?
Whoa.
Whoa.
All right, cuz.
Hey, cuz, fam.
It's cuz.
Just been down to get 5 milkshakes for the show.
Yeah.
This isn't going to work.
No, it's not, is it? And we'll get annoying and offensive at some point.
Possibly, yes. How was your holidays? I've not seen you.
It's pretty good, thanks.
Yeah. Still here?
I'm still here. I feel much more human today than yesterday.
Right, were you a shell of your former self yesterday?
Yes. As was one of your production staff.
Yes, he was.
He was there too.
He's back on today, got a bit more colour about him.
Looking a bit peaky.
Mm. Thanks for stepping in, Greg, for
that. That is my
man.
Pledge. Super sub.
Very, very appreciative. Today it's Real or No Real, last minute with Greg James.
Charlie Stoff loves a super sub, actually, doesn't he?
He does. Some of these may be fattest.
On Italian Footlong. Bloomer.
On a bloomer. Okay, here we go.
Sierra, the 1-2-step R&B songstress, claims she is addicted to both flossing her teeth and chewing ice.
Now, at this point, Charlie would have been like, I know Sierra! Yeah. In it though, me and her did it for a while though, cuz.
In it though,
yeah.
Does he even know Sierra, would he?
Off of 1-2-step and Goodies.
Hang on, she had a bigger song than that.
No, that was it. 1-2-step and Goodies.
No.
My Goodies. There's
another one, wasn't there?
My Goodies.
There's a bigger one than 1-2-step, whatever it was.
Wow,
I no? like you say that. New 1-2-step.
That's 1-2-step.
Is that your karaoke song?
Just looking up the hits of Sierra.
I like you when you 1-2-step.
In the meantime. Does she, is she addicted to flossing her teeth and chewing ice?
No, because you can't be addicted to either of those things.
Why not?
You just can't be.
There's loads of things that you don't know about that you can be addicted to, I bet you.
But eating ice.
Yeah, that's weird. That's not that weird.
I can't do that.
I can. I love a good crunch.
Really?
Oh my God, I can't do it.
No.
Oh, I love it. I do.
No.
No, I think, I think Goodies is as good as it gets.
Is that the big one?
Yeah.
Goodies.
And 1-2-step, of course.
Oh.
She did once date rapper Bow Wow.
Lil Bow Wow.
Became Bow Wow. Oh, you don't know your R&B, do you, cuz?
No, I'm not Charlie Sloth.
Oh, sorry.
You keep forgetting.
Oh, yeah.
Stop. Why do you keep forgetting?
I keep forgetting. Okay, so
I'm
real,
like the opposite of him.
Real or no real?
Actually,
I'm the opposite of Charlie Sloth. Lanky. Not cool. Hang on.
She's addicted to eating ice and flossing teeth.
I think you can get addicted to flossing your own teeth.
Yeah.
I think you can. You know those little sticks you can get? Mm. I'm obsessed with them.
Well, there we are then.
They're amazing.
Real or no real?
Real.
No real.
That one is real.
Yes. She is. She was criticised for not telling her fans enough about herself, so she gave an interview where she made these shock admissions.
Wow. By the way, you can still treat me as if I'm Charlie. You can have a go at me for being fat.
You're flattest.
You are the fattest.
And here's another one that... is not related to you in any way, Greg.
In 2005, urban music star Fat Man Scoop took part in a horse racing reality TV show on the UK Play TV channel alongside Malcolm in the Middle star Frankie Muniz, Neil and Christine Hamilton, and former All Saint Shaznay Lewis.
Oh, it's too good to be true, surely.
Too good not to be true, I think.
I heart Fat Man Scoop.
Engine number 9. Come on.
They're friends. Did you know this? Fat Man Scoop and Scott?
What?
Mm. They're actual mates.
Yeah, send them emails.
They're pen pals.
Yeah.
The email equivalent of a pen pal.
You send him emails?
Yeah, are you jealous?
Yeah. Can I see his email address?
Hang on, I'm trying to find
it. How did you get hold of his... Have you heard about this app that's out at the moment where you can... It connects you to two people? It's quite a big thing at the moment.
Do you mean texting?
No. It rhymes with hinder. And it's incredible. Did you meet him through that?
Rhymes with Tinder.
No, I did not.
Just say it's called Tinder.
Basically, he played one of the clubs that I played in Greece this year, and we struck up a friendship through that.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What sort of stuff do you talk about?
Stuff like food,
honeys,
and honeys,
boobs,
yeah,
and spices
in the club.
Spices.
Charlie Sloth taught me that.
Spices, yeah. Anyway, did Fat Man Scoop take part in a horse racing reality TV show?
I wish.
I've seen this another one. I've seen another one with him and his wife on cable.
Can I ask a question about? Because I've never seen Fat Man Scoop in the flesh. Fat Man Scoop, is he fat?
Used to be, not as much as you'd think. Now he's been on a diet.
Because it's not like Big Sean, because he's really thin. It doesn't refer to his weight, does it?
He's not the smallest, but he's not the biggest either. Him and his wife used to do a show from their bed.
I bet they did.
Yeah, where they discussed love advice.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'd love to see Fat Man Scoop on horseback, but I'm afraid I'm going to have to say no real.
It would have to be a Shire horse. I'm going to say no real.
That one is no real.
Yeah. There we are. What about this one, though? All the R&B stars are on today.
In 2006, urban music star Ms. Dynamite took part in a motor racing reality TV show on Sky One alongside Sabrina the Teenage Witch actress Melissa Joan Hart, Chris Tarrant's ex-wife Ingrid, and former Atomic Kitten star Jenny Frost.
Ah, what a show.
That's a lineup.
I don't think you'd ever get that lineup. That's why I don't think it's real. You would never get such a great booking.
Ms. Dynamite and Ingrid Tarrant in the same room.
Finally.
Wow.
Mm. So it was a motor racing show. Mm. Let's face it, we've all done worse. Well, I have. But is it real or no real? Ms. Dynamite taking time out of her busy R&B schedule to do a reality show.
Well, who are the other people? Ingrid
Tarrant.
Ingrid Tarrant, Jenny Frost.
Off Atomic Kitten.
You see, the problem with this is they are...
Melissa Joan Hart off of Sabrina the Teenage Witch.
Oh, my God. Well, I was absolutely obsessed with her back
good
in the day.
Good morning.
Yeah. I was That was my first proper telly crush. Amazing.
What's she up to now?
Clarissa Explains It All. Amazing.
Yes, Clarissa, I remember that.
What is she up to?
I wanted to be Sam so badly. Remember Sam, the kid who... Yes. To go, hey, Sam, play a guitar and sit on the window ledge. I wanted to be him.
Memories.
Good times.
Love, Sex and Magic with Ciara as well, but with Justin Timberlake added in.
That's the one.
Probably her biggest hit. Yeah. Real or no real, Miss Dynamite, reality TV show?
I'm going to say that's no real.
I'm going to go real.
That one is no real.
Yes. Oh, my God.
No, I got that wrong.
What?
Hang on. Recount.
That one is real.
No! Right.
Yes.
Can I still get a point?
No.
Five points.
No, nothing.
And no, nothing.
Here's another one about a famous rapper.
Fat Joe is banned from owning pet rabbits in the interests of animal safety.
Now, he is fat.
Right, that's not explained.
Well, it's either he will eat them or he will roll on them by accident. If they're on the sofa, he might come home after a hard day's rapping, just lay on the sofa, squashed, rabbit's gone.
Then he'd be banned from all small animals, would he not?
You don't think he got hungry once, do you? And just
popped it in the microwave.
Yeah. Oh, awful. Okay.
Absolutely not.
Which we do not condone.
So he doesn't own any pets because he's banned the What's Love rapper. Do you remember that song?
Do you remember the story about the old lady who put a cat in the microwave because it was wet? Tried to dry it.
Stupid. Yeah, that's awful.
Don't do that.
Fat Joe,
that's not
he
being...
He is fat, isn't
yeah,
he?
Yeah, he is. We're not being fattest here, though.
You're fattest.
No, you're fattest. No, that doesn't work. Because I'm clearly fattest out of us two.
Johnny's love's not here.
So, is he banned from owning pets? Fat Joe. Off of What's Love Got to Do?
I don't know if a pet shop owner would say no. The little picture
but
up of Fat Joe.
That's different, isn't it?
A wanted poster.
Yeah, but how could you enforce it? Yeah.
do you mean?
Sell a pet to this guy.
But is this an official ban, or you send a pet shop owner just will not serve him because he's a large man and they're worried that...
He will eat him.
If you're a large man, you go into a pet shop, they might go, I'm sorry, I'm not sure what your intentions are.
No,
I'm not
going to
give you this dog.
What was it, rabbits?
Yes. Real or no real?
Real.
Real.
That one is no real.
Oh, there's no rules in there.
And
oh, no, apart from the last one.
At the end of that special
I
R&B...
I won't eat it.
A special R&B round for Greg James of Real or No Real.
It's 20 each.
Yeah, it's
20
fair.
Points each.
Fair.
Result, I think.
Thanks very much, Greg, for stepping in last minute.
Thank you. Can I just encourage everyone not to listen to One Extra at 4 o'clock today and listen to Radio 1?
More of that tomorrow on Radio 1, live between 1 and 4, if you can join us, including Day 5, Lisa and Steve update. You know you're obsessed. If you can't listen live tomorrow at 1, get this podcast.
Scott Mills, BBC Radio 1.